Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Madhava Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kirivara Dahadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiti Vara Dahadi Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaran Jana Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaran Jana Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaran Jana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Parivrajakacharya Rasnataro Shri Srimadastavayan Graishila Abhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupadiki. ASKCON founder BBT founder Srila Prabhupadiki. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindiki Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shila Vyasadev ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 29, entitled Krishna and the Gopis Meet. This is for the Rasadevs. So we're going to take the verses to the end of this particular beautiful chapter, beginning with verses 45 and 46, which are coupled together, and then verse 47 with a short purport, and then we'll do verse 48 responsively together. So you don't need to repeat the first several verses. So text 45 and 46 together. Nadya pulinam avishya gopibir himavalukam justam tad taralanandi kumuda modava yuna. Babu prasara parirambha kalana kuru nivi stanala bananarmana kagra patahi shweval. How do you pronounce that? K-S-V-L. That's a nice word. Okay, go, what's it? What's your name?
Ram
Krishnadas. Sheval. Say that again. Let's hear him. Say that again. Shilya Valoka. No, I got it right. Say that again. Are you stuck? Shvelva. Shvelva Valoka Asita Vraja Sundarinam. Got it? Yeah. Utam Bayam Rati Patim Ramayam Chakara. And the translation of this verse. Real tongue twister, that one. Shri Krishna went with the gopis to the bank of the Yamuna, where the sand was cooling and the wind, enlivened by the river's waves, bore the fragrance of lotuses. There Krishna threw his arms around the gopis and embraced them. He aroused Cupid in the beautiful young ladies of Vraja by touching their hands, hair, thighs, belts and breasts, by playfully scratching them with his fingernails, and also by joking with them, glancing at them and laughing with them. In this way the Lord enjoyed his pastimes. So I'll do text 47. You don't need to repeat this text after me until we come to the next text, 48. Evam Bhagavata Krishna Labdhamana Mahatmana Atmanam Menire Srinam Maniyohya Dikambhuvi. And the translation. The gopis became proud of themselves for having received such special attention from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and each of them thought herself the best woman on earth. And I'll just read the short purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The gopis were proud because they had attained as their lover the greatest of all personalities. So in a sense, they were proud of Krishna. Also, the pride of the gopis was a pretense created by Krishna's pastime potency in order to intensify their love for him through separation. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra, Navina Vipralambena Samboga Pustimasnute. Quote, direct contact is not fully appreciated until separation has been experienced. Unquote. Text 48, we can say responsibly. Tasham tad sobhaga madam vikshyamanam chakeshava prasamaya prasadaya tatraivan taradiyata. Maharaj?
Dasam tat sova sovagama madam dasam tat sovagama madam
vikshamanam
Matajis, Vaishnavis. Madam. Nice word, sounds like madam. Madam. Intoxicated state. Vikshya. Observing. Manam. The false pride. Cham. And Keshava, Lord Krishna, Prasamaya, in order to diminish it, Prasadaya, to show them favor, Tatra Eva, right there. Antaradiyata, he disappeared. And in the translation, Lord Keshava, seeing the gopis too proud of their good fortune, wanted to relieve them of this pride and show them further mercy. Thus he immediately disappeared. And in the purport, the word prasadaya here is significant. Lord Krishna was not going to neglect the gopis. Rather, he would increase the power of their loving affairs by making another spectacular arrangement. After all, the gopis were basically proud of Krishna. He also made this arrangement, as we shall see, to show special favor to the beautiful young daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 29th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna and the Gopis Meet for the Rasa Dance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Todubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। When Srila Prabhupada was first, you could say in one sense, beginning the Krishna consciousness movement, when he first got that place at 26 Second Avenue, many of the early comers at that time, they were actually coming in an intoxicated state for the morning program. In other words, Srila Prabhupada used to sort of begin the program around 7 o'clock in the morning. And those who used to come were up all night, you know, in these various other places. And some of them stumbled into 26 Second Avenue and not knowing what they're stumbling into. Either in a drug-crazed state or in an intoxicated state. So one such morning, one young girl coming from some nightclub or something like that stumbled into 26 Second Avenue, and clearly she was in an intoxicated state. And Prabhupada was leading kirtan, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and she started dancing because everyone else was dancing, and she moved to the front just before Srila Prabhupada, and she was not dancing as we will dance in kirtan. But she was sort of, there's a kind of word called gyrating. You know, like she was dancing in a very sensual way. Because that's the way she knows how to dance. Yeah. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada had his eyes closed, but it's quite an amazing thing. And on the side was our Brahmananda Prabhu. And he was looking at her dancing, and Prabhupada had his eyes closed, and he was chanting kirtan, and she was dancing in a very sensual way. Yeah. So Brahmananda recalls that that he wanted to like lift her up and take her out, you know, because this is not the way, like that. So Prabhupada, with his eyes closed, motioned to him, let it be. So as the kirtan went on, Prabhupada slightly opened his eyes, and you could see that she was becoming more aware of her surroundings. That means she was coming down, becoming purified from the intoxicated state and coming to the normal state. Okay, I think I'm dancing a bit too much. And she was swaying back and forth and sideways as the other devotees. Eventually she came down to the normal state of dancing with everyone else. Yeah. So after some time, Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan, spoke some words, and so forth. Yeah. And Brahmananda is just like eyeing her. What if she does something else now, you know. But meanwhile, she's sobered up, you know. Yeah. It's quite amazing. I mean, Srila Prabhupada's kirtan can sober up an intoxicated person to come to the normal state and then accept Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So in Srila Prabhupada asked any questions, immediately a hand shot up. So Brahmananda Prabhu was ready. And in case it's an odd question, like that. And Prabhupada looked at her and he said, "Yes." She said just one sentence. And she said, she didn't even know, she didn't even call Prabhupada Swamiji or anything. But this word Krishna, 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 Krishna entered her consciousness and her heart, not her mind. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So she asked Prabhupada one question. Can I dance with Krishna? And everyone was like, okay, let's see what the answer would be. And Prabhupada looked at her with affection and he said, only one word. He said, "Yes." So Brahmananda Prabhu and the other devotees were wondering, what? He just blessed her to enter the rasa dance? Something like that, you know? So you can imagine such a simple question. Can I dance with Krishna? And Prabhupada blessed her. Yes. Not even following the regulative principles. Not even following sadhana bhakti. And the devotees said, Prabhupada never blessed us like that. However, Prabhupada explained later on that everything comes to the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one morning, this is later on, when the Chaitanya Charitamrita was being published one volume after another, and the Madhya Lila volume 1 was just published. And the devotees were very excited and they were reading it. So one morning during the car ride with Srila Prabhupada, one of the devotees, he expressed his appreciation in the car for the just published Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Lila volume 1. And he looked at Srila Prabhupada in the car and Prabhupada said, "Yes." It's amazing, if you hear Prabhupada's lectures, you know, I'm just attached to that word when he says, "Yes." So much, no? And just that one word, so much potency comes with the devotee to speak. Yeah. So the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "There's such nice humor in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada." Again, Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes." There was some pause. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "Spiritual life is humor also." Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada began to tell a story. I sort of did some research to look up the story. And there may be some sort of essence of it in some of the Goswami's books. I forget which one. But Prabhupada, he was like narrating it as if he's in the story itself. And then Prabhupada said, Krishna said to an old lady, "You are so ugly that you should marry a monkey." You heard the story before? And then the old lady said, "No, I have given up all material desires. I will only marry you, Krishna." So the gopis were around. As soon as they heard this old lady saying that, they said, you know, Prabhupada says words like in English, he says, yes, 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 you know. But actually the gopis say, jai, jai, jai. And all the gopis and the boys, they clapped and they laughed because Krishna was being mocked by the old lady. So when Prabhupada said this, his eyes lit up, he became very animated in his caricatures on his face and his hands, and he was simply laughing at the humorous pastimes of Krishna. And then he looks at the other devotees in the car, they were not laughing. They didn't know whether to laugh or not. The Prabhupada was in the leela, in the pastime. It's like that. And then Prabhupada looked at them after laughing. He said, so Krishna is defeated. And then he said something like, he said, Krishna is defeated by that laughing of the gopis. By that laughing of the gopis. So there's a take on this, actually. And the take on this is that Krishna feeling defeated is his sense of the highest feeling of sense gratification. Krishna feeling defeated by the gopis. And the gopis laughing at Krishna by the comment of this old lady, yes, I have given up all material desires and only marry you. And they were laughing in ecstasy. No, not even a fraction of the total sum of material sense gratification can be compared to the ecstasy of this laughing and Krishna feeling defeated. And then Srila Prabhupada said, there is no sex life there. Practically speaking, one has to give up sex life to actually understand what is Rasalila. One may not be freed from the bodily conception of life. That's fine, because we're wearing this body still as a sort of making the best use of a bad bargain, as Srila Prabhupada said. But that thing, one must be completely freed from. To understand that Krishna's being defeated by the laughing of the gopis is the highest of all sense gratification in the spiritual world, which is better than this abominable activity in the material world. So we will explain that a little bit more, why it is like that. There's a word called Mirgamada. Mirgamada means musk. Mirgamada Taraganda means the fragrance of musk. The fragrance is Radharani and the musk is Krishna. They are inseparable. They are inseparable. And similarly, you get fire that emanates heat and light. So the heat and light is inseparable from fire. See? It's one, at the same time it is different. But you cannot separate it. So that's Radha Krishna. See? In terms of speaking, sometimes we may say Radha and Krishna. That's fine. But the and separates them. We don't say Radha and Shyamasundar. We say Shishi Radha, Shyamasundar. There's no and to it. And we know when the two become one again is the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are aware of that. However, I'll read another verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I'll then explain further. This is from Adilila, chapter 4, text 98. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eka Swarupa Lila Rasa Ashvadite Tare Dvihi Rupa, that Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. So Radharani is mentioned first because she is more accessible to us than Krishna. And also we cannot go direct at Krishna except through the agency of Radha, just like we cannot associate with the sun except through the sunshine or the sunlight, which is conducive for us. Directly the sun, it may not exist in the same way. Then I'll read another verse from another feature in the Madhya Leela, text 209. Radhara Swarupa Krishna Prema Kalpalata Sakigana Hayatara Palava Pushpa Pata. It's very beautiful, this verse. It expresses the spiritual nature of Srimati Radharani. It's not on the mundane platform of boys and girls in the material world. And the spiritual nature of Srimati Radharani, she's a Kalpalata. Kalpalata is a Kripa. And that Kalpalata is Krishna Prema. See, Krishna does not possess love for himself. That's materialistic. Nobody loves themselves. That's material life. You know, people should love me, and I love myself more than anyone else, and therefore people. Yeah. So here is a beautiful verse. Krishna Prema refers to Radharani. And Krishna Prema means of love of Krishna. Who's that? That Kalpalata, who's the creeper. Now obviously a kripa, it brings out, you could say, in one sense, tatra, which means the kripa itself. It brings out palava twigs, pushpa flowers, and pata leaves. See? So when this kripa, by its own nature, you know, has twigs and flowers and leaves. Those twigs and flowers and leaves are the gopis. So the gopis are none different from Srimati Radharani, who is the kripa. See? Who twines around Krishna. So she is composed of the nature of Krishna Prema, which is non-different from Krishna, and yet Krishna does not have prema. Just like this, mirgamada, this musk, it gives us gandha, the fragrance. Although the musk, you know, exudes fragrance, it cannot experience its own fragrance that comes from it. Similarly, although heat and light comes from fire, but fire cannot experience heat and light. It's quite amazing. So similarly, prema comes from Krishna, but Krishna cannot experience love for himself. Therefore, it's called Krishna Prema, which is the form of Srimati Radharani, the inseparable. So this is Rasa Leela. Whereas in the mundane material world, the material bodily forms are completely different and separate. They are separate before unification, and they are separate after unification, materially speaking. But this, it's inseparable all the time. The gopis are expansions of Radharani, and Radharani expands from Krishna, and they're all inseparable in that sense. That's the sort of the best way to explain it for now. Yeah. There's a beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada who quotes Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Madhya Leela chapter 8 to the text 210. I'll read it. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, quote, Srimati Radharani is the creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are exactly like twigs, flowers, and trees. When water is sprinkled on the creeper, the twigs, flowers, and leaves indirectly receive all the benefits of the creeper itself. But water sprinkled directly on the twigs, leaves, and flowers is not as effective as water sprinkled on the creeper's root. The gopis are not as pleased when they directly mix with Krishna as when they unite, as when they serve to unite Srimati Radharani with Krishna. Their transcendental pleasure lies in uniting them, in uniting Radha and Krishna. Amazing. Now, at the same time, we see that Prabhupada have us understand that the Krishna's compassionate nature is the form of Radharani. And Radharani's playful nature is the form of Lalita Devi on the altar. See? Because Lalita means playful. So you can understand when Radharani wants to play, that's the form of Lalita. And when Krishna wants to exhibit compassion, that's the form of Radharani. Prabhupada says this in the Nectar of Devotion. So, safely concluding that love in its deepest intensity is called compassion. Actual love is called compassion. This is not in Goloka Vrindavan, this is here, in this world. So, if somebody is compassionate, the love that they experience in terms of their compassion cannot be explained. That is love. So why am I saying this? At the last verse of this 10th canto, it introduces how Krishna will leave the rasa dance and throw the gopis into separation. See? But that is for Krishna and the gopis. It's not really for us now. So how can we feel that without a premature, you could say, without a premature level of internal realization? How can we feel that? It can be felt. And we'll explain how. I can ask a question and somebody can answer. Practically most of us here, including myself, we did not meet and we did not see Srila Prabhupada. There's only a few of us amongst here who have seen and heard and met Srila Prabhupada. But how many of you feel separation from Srila Prabhupada, although you haven't seen him and you haven't met him? Raise your hand. Practically all of you. How is that? How is that?
Compassion. There will be compassion for everybody.
Say this again. There's a microphone here. He gave a beautiful answer. He's right on. What's your name again?
Keshav Sakar.
Because of his?
Compassion for Abhidhamitri Krupani.
Yes. And that is Rasa Lila for us. that when we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada. Sounds fairly simple, and I'll tell you why. Now, so there was a one young lady disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and the Nectar of Devotion was just published, and she went through the whole book. She's very innocent, she's very naive, but she went through the whole book. So she was amongst other devotees with Srila Prabhupada. And she said, Srila Prabhupada, in the Nectar of Devotion, it states that we should meditate on one of the Ragatmika devotees, one of the eternal residents in Goloka Vrindavan. It could be Madhya Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, Sridham, Subal, Lalita, Vishaka, Radharani. These are eternal. They are Ragatmika devotees. Not Raganuga, Ragatmika. Okay? Yeah. So she was explaining to Srila Prabhupada, you know, Srila Prabhupada, and I like Madhya Yasoda. And should I meditate on Madhya Yasoda? And Prabhupada didn't say much. He just made, She said, but then again, I was thinking of Lalita and Vishaka. So she was going on like that. And when the Prabhupada stopped saying, he looked at her and he said, this is recollected by his own in his Bhakti Madhurya Madhava Swami, Makanna Prabhu.
Govinda.
Bhakti Madhurya Govinda, she was recalled by him in a class in Mayapur. So Prabhupada looked at her after stopped saying him, like practically very firm and a little, not loud but not shouting in that sense. And he said, and you should know that I am the resident of Vrindavan. So we need not look further. In other words, when we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada, who is that eternal resident of Vrindavan, we don't need to meditate on anyone else. Because, and you should know that I am the resident of Vrindavan, Prabhupada told her. Put a stop to all that. Okay, I can end with a few things after taking some comments and questions. I'll take a few minutes in the end again. Any comments? Questions?
He won't look over here, he knows. Are you waiting?
No. Because my eyes are at his end up too. You go first. So Pancha got to Prabhu.
See when Krishna left to kill Kamsa. When Krishna left Vrindavan to kill Kamsa and Mathura, the coward boys, the gopis, everyone was so much in anxiety of separation. They couldn't sleep, tears in the eyes, it was all in the ground. And also when Krishna was in Kurukshetra, the residents of Dwaraka felt this absence is killing us. You know, I always say to Dipa Lunga that, you know, the separation and intensified, but it seems from a, you know, outsider point of view that there's so much suffering involved, you know, when Krishna actually leaves the company to those who are on such a high platform that they're suffering.
They are not on a high platform. It's normal. It's on a high platform, it's a natural, normal platform. But just to respond to your query, is that okay? I can do that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to read for some notes. Yeah. I'm going to read in relation to Prabhupada because I cannot relate to that myself personally, although that's normal in Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada says, the separation which you are feeling on account of my physical absence is a good sign. The more you feel such separation, the more you will be situated in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya felt the separation, and his process of approaching Krishna is the feeling of separation. This is a letter to Vallabhi, New York, 22nd April 1967. Very early. Yeah. Another one. Srila Prabhupada says in the letter, 27th August, to Meer Nalini, another disciple of his, 1967. I am always feeling separation from you all. Let Krishna help us meet again. Nice thing. Then in another way, Srila Prabhupada says, regarding separation, you may know that I am also feeling separation. It is all Krishna's design that we cannot separate in the transcendental field. The feeling of separation is more of feeling of meeting. This is a letter to Hayagriva, Vrindavan, 29th August 1967. See? So just to answer your nice comments that you gave in this query, there's a difference in the word separation and separated. See, separated means separated. You're not with them, either you're not with the other person, you're separated. See, just like in legal terms, you know, we want to be separated, you know. Two persons. I don't want to live with you anymore, and you don't want to live with me. That's separated. See? But separation in feeling is a little different. I just thought I'll explain that. Feelings of separation is a little different. Now, just to comment on what is normal, like you said, I said it's normal in Goloka Vrindavan. They feel separation, but we, in relation to Srila Prabhupada, in relation to Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission, we don't feel separation. We serve in separation. Our feelings of separation culminates in devotional service. Their feelings of separation is devotional service itself. Why am I saying this? Because feelings of separation for us means you don't sit down one place and, oh, I'm feeling so much separation from Krishna and do nothing and eat and sleep the whole day. We serve in separation. And I'm going to conclude with how we serve in separation from Srila Prabhupada in relation to Rasa Lila. Yes, Maharaj. We'll hear from Sundar Chaitanya Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. We have read also in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Jodi has also meditate on the residence of President Han.
Can you just repeat the words, like your sentence again, so I can catch it?
It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that we should meditate or follow the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as in Nectar Devotion. Srila Rupa Goswami has also mentioned. And we have also read that we should also perform our service, but internally we should think of the residents of Vrindavan. But externally, we can tell, like, for example, Rupa Manjari, internally and externally, we can think of Rupa Goswami. So, but we also heard that Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. So, in one way, we devotees, as devotees, we should be thinking of the residents of the
I'm not sure if I'm going to answer your question, but I will in another way. Is that okay? See, when we chant Hare Krishna, it enters the ears and it enters the heart. It's not a mental gymnastic of the mind. It's not a thinking thing. Because you hear the word thinking a lot in your expression. It's not a thinking thing of the mind. So therefore, when we chant Hare Krishna and we hear, it enters the heart. See? And when that enters the heart, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then there's a simplicity of the language of the heart. It's not the functionality of the complications of the mind. Have I answered your question? It's not mental gymnastics. And this is my internal bhav, and externally I have to put on a show. No. A sadhu or a sadvi is the same inside and the same outside. But by its own nature of an internal state, it may be guhyatmam. Not that you want to keep it secret, by its own nature it is secretive. See? So that's the simplicity of the language of the heart. It is not the complication of the gymnastics of the mind, the thinking power. Because we are not the mind. We are the soul in relation to the Supreme Soul, Radha Krishna. That's the simplicity of the language of the heart. I'm not sure if I've responded to your query. I'm not sure if I make it more complicated. I'm sorry. Is it all right? You understood? Okay, thank you very much. I'm not sure whether... I can take one more question or comment. Or, yes. Can I take your question last? She's burning to ask the question, so we'll come back to you. Pass the microphone to the back. Raise your hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Go ahead.
So, when we chant Hare, we can sing that it's the prema of Krishna?
No. When you chant Hare, you hear, don't think. That's all. That is Prabhupada's explicit instruction. When you chant, you simply hear, and therefore the simplicity of the language of the heart will come out. I'm sorry if I cut you short. Is that okay? I have answered your question? Okay. Bring the microphone back here. We must have the power of discrimination, of not listening to the mind. That's when the simplicity of the language of the heart comes out. You've got to get that potency eventually. Yes. I think you have to switch that on here.
Krishna is Atmaram, is really self-satisfied.
Yes.
Sometimes people ask why Krishna be also enjoying pastimes and glories, he is himself self-satisfied.
Srila Prabhupada answers this question. He quotes often Ananda Chinmaya Raspati Bhavita Abhis Goloka Eva. So this is what Ananda Chinmaya Ras, Srila Prabhupada sometimes just quotes these three words, Ananda Chinmaya Ras, so often in his purport. And he says Krishna expands into his antaraj to enjoy pastimes. So practically speaking, even Mother Yasoda, in one lecture, Prabhupada says, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are Krishnaized to give Krishna pleasure, and so forth. You cannot separate that kind of eternal relationship. Yeah, give pleasure. Now, when Krishna wants to be really sort of Atma Ramascha Munaya, he goes to Badrinath. He meditates on himself. But then he comes to the playground again here. Prajdham. See? So there's rasa. Rasa means juice. Taste. Yeah. So we need that. So Krishna gives us that so that we can be with Krishna. Is that okay? Yeah. Krishna is never satisfied in consciousness of Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada, when he named this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that's not Krishna. That is Radharani, who's conscious of Krishna. He named the society after the divine consciousness of Krishna. See? So another place, Prabhupada said, who wants to become Krishna? We'll give you a better deal. Become greater than Krishna and control him. Become his devotee. So I'll just conclude with the... Where am I? Yeah, and a few things. Beautiful purport. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 8, purport. Prabhupada says, the holy name of the Lord and the Lord are not different. This is in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the Prabhupada says, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. Dancing on the tongue of the devotee. So when we chant the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the whole Rasa Lila dances on your tongue and you become the abode of the Rasa Lila. Just continue to chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Then I'll finally conclude. His Holiness Giriraj Swami recalls that Srila Prabhupada said that the way to develop the love of the gopis for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. I'll repeat. The way to develop the love of the gopis for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. We have to say it three times. The way to develop the love of the gopis, which is Rasa Lila, for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is Rasa Lila for us. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Tai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bhav.
So it is Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Swami ki,
Pancha Gaura Prabhu ki.